pay close heed to my every word.
You put on your coat, I'll put on my hat. You put out the dog, I'll put out the cat. You put on your red dress for me tonight, honey. We're going on the town now, looking for easy money.
You're listening to League Podcast, episode 370. I'm Matt Durson.
Watashi no, I fucked it up. Watashi no mai wa John Kari des. I fucked that all up. Let me
Is
try
that
it.
Really your name? My God.
Yeah. Watashi no mai wa John Kari des. There we go. Kari des. Kari would be hunt in Japanese. John would be John in Japanese.
So they really went all out there. John became John. Yeah. And
Clay Inferno, Clay Inferno. Hyphen hunt. Inferno Hunt. I've taken your last name.
Hyphen
well.
Carry.
Welcome, and here we are. I want to get okay. I got a lot of problems with you people.
Yeah, you got a festivus.
Yeah, problems
lists.
With you guys. Thanks for inviting me to the Rob Liefeld spectacular. I'm glad Josh wasn't invited too, because then I didn't feel so left out.
Yeah, well, it was
the
a very
of the day for Christ's sake.
Yeah,
I'm always home.
All right.
I keep Rob Liefeld hours.
it was like noon where he was. I don't know.
Where's he?
In L.A.
He should have been over here hanging out with. But then that would only have been like 3 o'clock here.
Yeah, that's why, like that's why we didn't think anybody was around.
Yeah, no, I'm always around. You know this.
Yeah, all right.
Next time.
Well, yeah, it was a great interview with Rob Liefeld. Sorry. It was very sort of like, short notice.
He seemed like
me.
I mean... Their publicist
seemed like he was,
up a
he
lot.
Was missing me. Was that what it seemed like? He's like, yeah, really. It's like a personality kind of thing
He's
going
like,
on here.
Where's
that's just
John? Where's like, John?
Where's John Dess?
All right. Well.
All right, go on. Now you can yell at us.
No. What? No, I'm not yelling. No, I wasn't really yelling. I just have I have things I want to talk about. Of course, we'll have to talk about. Do you want to just start off? Star Wars trailer.
Wow. Jeez.
How excited am I for this? Okay, it has nothing to do with the movie, first of all. Because, first of all, the trailer told us nothing.
Oh, it didn't. I didn't even notice there was a Death Star in it until I watched the Mr. Sunday Movies breakdown of it.
Well, that's what that wreckage was.
Yeah, I couldn't tell. It just looked like weird mountains or something.
Yeah. Did you watch it on your phone or something? Or
yeah, I was watching it on my phone.
Yeah, I mean, it's too phone. And then, you know, like, Rey does that dipsy doodle thing, and that's all nice, but I mean, who cares? But all I want is for people to just shut up about it. I want this movie to just be over. I want it to come out.
It hasn't even started being a thing yet.
Everybody is talking about it already, and it's not even the movie. They're talking about the people who hate it, and the people who like it are talking about the people who hate it, and the people who hate it are just talking about how much they hate it, and they don't care about the other side. But the people who love Star Wars unconditionally are like, oh, you haters need to shut up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, I just want it to end. Like they said they're going to go on hiatus after this movie for Star Wars.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. No, they need to stop making these movies for a long time. Because
unless they
want to
make Rogue 2.
People, right?
Please make Rogue 2. I want to see
isn't
a sequel
that the
to Rogue
Cassie
1.
Or whatever, Cassie and.
All right, no, that's skipping ahead. That's skipping ahead.
Yeah, okay. You're skipping ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought that was an old thing. Go on.
It's an old thing, but it's a new thing, too.
Okay. You'll have to tell me.
I mean, like, is it only my Facebook feed that is filled with people talking about...
I was
going
to say, you have to stop hanging out in all these toxic wastelands of Facebook of people talking about it. Post it.
Most of my
news
feed now is all model stuff.
Well, you were talking about it as well, John.
I did talk about it, but I was more just talking about how it doesn't look bad, but I can't tell anything from it.
Right,
it
doesn't tell you anything.
Like the last two movies just have put me off so much that I don't have a feeling either way.
J.J. Abrams vibe toward it, like that I was going to like it because J.J. Abrams is doing it. Like that's what I got from the trailer. It was more of like a feeling about it. Like, okay, cool.
Well, I'll say this. At least it looks like all the heroes are, like, together in this one.
Yeah, yeah, I was actually watching the live feed from Celebration when they when they were broadcasting it, and then the guy that plays Palpatine.
I guess you are kind of home during the day.
Yeah, I told you. I was on the phone with Rob Liefeld, and we were like, are you watching this shit? And he was like, yeah, dude. Deadpool's going to make an appearance in the trailer. We're going to do a parody trailer with Deadpool in it.
Huh. Nice. At least that would be interesting. I'm just kidding. I have, you know, I mean, that's just, like I said, it doesn't really tell you anything. It looked cool enough, but I mean, and like I said,
they're doing some, like, nods to Jedi with the skiffs and stuff like that.
Yeah, but didn't we already do all that stuff? That's my problem with J.J. is here's the thing that I saw someone talk about J.J. Abrams. They're like, he takes over Star Trek, changes everything. Takes over Star Wars and doesn't change a thing. They're like, you know, just like do something different instead of just copying what Lucas did.
Did he change everything in Star Trek, though?
Yeah, well, he was like sort of legally they had to do. Legal. Oh. They had to do it because there's all sorts of crazy rights issues between the TV version, which is owned by CBS, and the movie version, which was owned by Paramount. And Paramount had to license out Star Trek from CBS because they wanted to do stuff with the original series people, but then they had to make everything a certain amount different so that it wouldn't compete with licensing shit. It's like a really
weird. I ran
weird...
into this guy and he used to write for Voyager, and he was telling me that... that like every single version is a new timeline just legally. So even like Discovery, they say
that's
that
why the stuff doesn't look the same.
Discovery, legally, they say can't it's do it. Like supposed to be in like the Kirk Enterprise timeline. It does kind of, you know, it follows the history of it. So but it's changed just like 10% or whatever. So that
they say 25% has to be different.
25%.
Wow. Yeah.
What a, like, annoying thing that must be.
Oh, they had an Enterprise crew, the Enterprise bridge on Discovery this week, and it was
cool. Liked that. I liked that bridge. Maybe a tad too shiny. It might be a little bright to work in there. You know, they maybe should ease up on the floor wax or something. But other than that, I thought it was pretty
cool. All those Discovery ships have very
They're very, like,
They use the same floor service as the Empire does.
Yeah, nice chance. They got that guy on the Zamboni that drives around at like 2 in the morning like they do. And it's like Walmart.
No.
That's
a twin. We need more lemon pledge.
Well, I don't know what...
I saw that scene of Captain Pike seeing disfigured Captain Pike, and I was like, that's fucking cool.
Yeah, it is cool. This season is great.
Sorry, we've like now just turned it into the Star Trek podcast.
Right.
Right.
Which room?
Yeah, and I admonished you for jumping ahead to other Star Wars with the Mandalorian thing. So my bad.
Sorry.
Well, I just wanted to, I guess that's all I got. I mean, it's just like, I just want.
I wasn't talking about the Mandalorian. I was talking about Cassie Andor, the guy from
her. Cassie? Sounds like a girl.
I don't remember what his name is.
Cassian. But that is the other live action TV show.
Okay, let's move on then, because I mean,
back to Star Wars.
No, I don't. I mean, like, I'm just maybe about, it's just. Me,
I didn't see anything honestly on my timeline. I didn't see anything besides people posting it and maybe people's reactions and stuff. But I didn't
have
like,
a
really
couple
read
people
comments.
That sent me texts trying to get me back on board the Star Wars train.
Teaser. First of all, so there's nothing like we said. There's just a teaser. There's nothing in it. But so what? Let me just ask you this then. Before we get into the people and how insane they are, like what is so the Rise of Skywalker? Does that?
Yeah. What does that mean?
What are we reading? Are we reading into any of this? What are people's theories here?
The theory is that the Jedi order will be called the Skywalkers.
That's a silly theory. That's
it is a silly theory, but I actually heard someone put it out there. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does that mean that Rey is Luke's kid? You know what I mean?
That seems way too obvious.
Well, what else could it be?
Well, Kylo Ren is technically Skywalker by his mom's blood.
That's true.
Like
that's true.
Of, you know, it's like the Jewish side. It goes by your mother. He's Skywalker.
She should be Organa Skywalker Solo, shouldn't she?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Or Skywalker or Ganon. Oh, who cares?
But, so at least one of those two people is a Skywalker.
It's well, there you go.
It probably has something to do with Kylo Ren. Like maybe he'll be.
I hope not. I hope the rise is that he gets jettisoned into space, so he rises off a planet and we never have to see him again.
Like Princess Leia,
I sort of hate Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
He's got a cool new helmet, though.
We'll see. He doesn't have that, like...
helmet.
He doesn't have the gravitas. That's for sure. So, I mean, and so in the laugh at the end, is that Emperor Palpatine? Is that Snoke? Is that?
It's probably Palpatine and some... Because then they have him come out on the stage at Celebration. Oh, yeah. And he said, "Roll it again." And then they played the trailer a second time.
Oh, all right. Alright, whatever.
You know, then again, you also... It's funny, because on the Starship Modelers Facebook group page, someone posted the thing where it said Star Wars trailer and on, like, April 12th or whatever. And then it devolved into that, like, "Oh, big deal, I don't care, that's stupid." And then they're like, "You're stupid for saying that, who cares about what you have to say?" And they're like, "Well, who cares about what you have to say, because you're stupid
for like that stuff."
This is what I'm saying. This is what happens. It's not about the movie. It's about your opinion.
I was not reading it I was reading it because I thought it was kind of funny, and also because it's fucking grown men getting bitchy and whiny at each other like small children. I know that I'd love to complain about The Last Jedi, but it doesn't overtake my entire life, and I don't go posting about it online. I just talk about it here.
Right,
okay. Which is a version of posting about it online.
Well, yeah, but no one listens.
No, you're right. No one listens. But like, what? I don't understand why the anger. You know what I mean? Like, hate leads to suffering, and all the anger and whatever the stupid thing is. But like, why can't you just let people who don't like it just not like it, and people who do like it just whatever, let them like it, even though they're wrong? No, I'm just kidding. I mean, you know what I mean? Like I've never seen this kind of, like, this is like, I don't know. Like, this is how Trump gets elected, because people are just like, "Man, I don't like you. I don't like you. And I don't like you." It's like, this is the problem. Oh my God. It's so frustrating. I'm just like, shut up, everybody. Even people I like, that's what makes it more frustrating. Like, people that I would value your opinion, but like, oh my God, just be quiet right now. Like,
that's why when I posted about it, I didn't say whether I thought it looked good or bad. I was just like, I'm not excited. But that's just because I feel like I've been burned by the last two movies.
So you mean Solo and Last Jedi?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. I'm not. I have no expectations.
Solo. I just didn't really like it either.
Yeah. I have no expectations for this one, because I know, like, I could be severely disappointed if I
am. Or it could be.
That's always good, though. Like, go in with really low expectations, and then maybe
I'm tired of going into movies with low expectations.
Maybe he will, but I don't think I'll be blown away. But like I said, I just want it to be done. I know that's a sad thing, and I never thought in a million years I would say this. I just want it to be over.
Same.
And then in 10 years, I can make another one.
Yeah. But give me my Obi-Wan movie first, so that I can hate Obi-Wan Kenobi too.
Yeah, right. Then you can hate that one.
I mean, I loved Rogue One, so.
Right, they're not all bad.
It is possible that they can do a good movie.
It is. It's possible.
Even with the thing that people complain about, which I think is still kind of stupid, like the Princess Leia and Grand Moff Tarkin. Like, yeah, okay, maybe it's not like perfect, but. Who cares?
Yeah, it's better, like, than you guys can do.
Yeah, let's see, you try.
You throw like fine.
I mean, Princess Leia did look a little like kind of like warped.
It looked a little weird.
But yeah. It wasn't enough to bother me. And
it was like 3 seconds.
Yeah, and the person that I saw the movie with, the second time I saw the movie in the theater, when Tarkin came on, he's like, "That guy's still alive." So for a lot of people, they didn't even notice. So
yeah.
They had a whole bunch of those little Easter eggs. I love that's what I really enjoyed that, like the stay on target guy and all that stuff.
Yeah,
no,
one of the guys is from Doug and Bob McKenzie's The Rosie the Rose,
and the Darth Hallway. Darth Hallway scene was pretty badass.
Oh, that absolutely, that was amazing. So yeah, they can do it.
It can I wish be there done. Was more Darth Hallway moments in all of these movies.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah. Well, as I said to Durson, I think, right, when we were talking, I probably already said it on a podcast, I won't repeat it, about the Batman v Superman had at least YouTube right. moments, whereas Last Jedi didn't really have any moments you could watch and go, oh.
Does it get when?
Oh, I said the one like, scene where they're fighting the red guys in the.
Oh, room. Yeah. Yeah, and then but I pointed out that.
That's like such a short blip yeah. in the movie. It doesn't really make any.
All and right, the kid at okay. the end, he like he's like, come here, broom. And like Fantasia, the broom walks on over. That was pretty cool. You put that right up right. on YouTube.
I that was a great that YouTube
over
bump.
And over again. That and the part where Rose stops Finn from flying into the thing and saving everyone. Right. Those are the two best parts of the
yeah. That's I know. Like, wait a minute. That would have changed the whole battle right there.
Yeah.
Let the guy.
I'm
kill
telling him. You, if they had just let. If they just ended the movie where Luke Skywalker appears in front of the giant walkers and then they're like, and then it ends there and it says to be continued in the next one, I think I would have loved the movie. I would have been like, all right, so that part with Rose and Finn was like a little pointless, but the fucking ending, I can't wait till the next one.
Yeah, but the end with the, yeah, whatever. It was all.
Instead they went. And...
All right, let's not, I want to talk about, we already started to bring it up a little bit. I don't want to talk about, I don't want to turn this into another Last Jedi podcast.
Yeah, right.
But we already started talking about it. The Disney streaming service announcement came out November 12th. And I just want to say, as a Disney stockholder, I'm pretty happy with it. So
good for you.
Stock went up.
Oddly enough, I didn't realize as Celebration was going on, I started putting up some of my old Star Wars stuff sale on eBay. And my Princess Leia, Slave Leia, figure vintage collection from 2011. It's up to like $35 right now, $36.
Good job.
With like 6 days left to go.
I'm starting to think like, yeah, maybe this is. I was thinking about maybe selling the DVDs for one thing. Like, oh, I have the Star Wars DVDs. What do I need? I'm not going to need that come November, and nobody will want it then. Maybe I could sell that. But yeah, so the Mandalorian show, the Clone Wars, Untitled Cassian Andor series.
Or Cassie Andor, whatever I call
Cassie.
It. Cassie. That's a sister.
They're going to have kind Loki. Of like a poker tournament show, and it's going to be called A Night on Canto Bight.
Oh, yeah. They've already announced a lot of stuff. All 30 seasons of The Simpsons will be on there. Marvel's What If. What
the
show.
First one, that one's cool. I want to talk about that because that one, first one, stars Agent Carter in a What If.
Agent Carter sort of becoming Captain America or taking the Super Soldier Serum, apparently. And yeah.
So it's we're talking about Jimmy Carter, right, as Agent Carter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before he becomes president, he was Captain America. Now they're even saying, like, this is bad news for Netflix and blah, blah, blah. I don't think it's going to change much.
No, everyone's going to have to buy everything because, like, right. Now after I'm already hooked into DC Universe, I don't want that to go away because I love the shows that it puts on it, even if it's just only one or two. So I'm just going to add it, you know, just get to
but
add
it's
it
only $6.99, so
yeah,
you know,
maybe yeah, I might ditch Hulu. It's like an even swap. If
oh
I ditch
yeah,
Hulu.
I ditched Hulu a while ago.
Yeah, I might. I mean, well, I don't pay for Hulu,
but you guys have cable.
No,
well,
I don't
I
have
might
cable.
Ditch cable.
No, you don't.
I ditched cable like 2 years ago, a year and a half ago,
nice.
Or something.
Do you have like HBO Go or any of that stuff, or do you just
nope? No. Don't care. I don't really watch a lot of TV, so that's why I don't have any of this stuff. And everything you guys are talking about, I'm like, I kind of don't care about seeing The Mandalorian or What If.
I'm just
this is why
you.
I'm on the show, so I
yeah,
can just
thanks.
Be like, yeah, you guys talk about. It. I don't care.
You're good. That you're the voice of reason is really what you are.
Well, I still like S.H.I.E.L.D. even though I haven't seen it in like, you know, I'm like way, way behind. I still like show.
I've watched 2 episodes of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, I haven't watched it in a long time. But I mean, it's also like hundreds of like, I mean, not hundreds, but tons of Disney movies.
Disney, Fox, fucking all that shit.
Yeah. All the Star Wars movies, Clone Wars animated series, the original. That'll be good.
Oh,
but, you know.
You know what? I want to watch Rebels. I'll probably watch Rebels when it's on that.
I didn't like Rebels. Like it would show like
Sam
flashes
is a big
of
fan.
And then I would be like, okay, so now I've got to wait 18 episodes to get to a good one again.
Yeah. I don't know. I've only watched it here and there.
Filler episodes.
I mean, it's just it's a lot of stuff as far as like streaming services go. This is like
there's gonna be a tipping point where people go like, I can't. This is now it's costing me as much as it was to just have cable to get all these streaming services.
Well, you're gonna have to pick and choose, like we were saying. Like, but you're right. I mean, eventually they'll get there. Yeah, like it'll
choose now. The only thing I subscribed to, I get Amazon Prime, but that was mainly because I wanted the shipping, and then the TV stuff was a bonus.
Well, I was gonna say this. The one I was, if I could ditch the video part of any of them, it would probably be the Amazon Prime. But
they have
I
mean, so many.
It's not really
they have
an option.
So many riff tracks on there that I can't get those anyplace else. So that's why.
Oh, they have riff tracks on there? I don't think I knew that.
I mean, they have a lot of stuff on there, and I don't watch it that much, but I do like the free shipping.
Yeah, free shipping sounds.
The reason you don't, the reason you have Amazon Prime Video is not because it has anything to do with what they offer for content. You know,
like, it's good to have
just because you get. I don't know.
The only thing that I subscribe to, and I sort of accidentally resubscribed to because they just renew your subscription without telling you about it, is Funimation, but that's got Space Battleship Yamato and My Hero Academia and stuff like that. Other stuff that I work on is on there.
Very good.
You could write
and that's $60 a year, so that's not terrible.
I mean,
give that to your tax guy.
Yeah, you're right. I should do that.
It's work related.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. See that? Anyways, yeah, I don't know. I guess it's exciting. Obviously, it's still months away, but, you know.
It's going to be cool, obviously.
It'll be cool.
There might be some cool, like, Disney stuff on there. Like, I want to watch, like, Pixar movies and, old
Kirby
Mickey
the
Mouse cartoons.
They have Steamboat Willie on this list. Like, that is...
Yeah.
You're going to be able to watch Steamboat Willie.
But will you be able
but
to
you don't
watch
need
Kirby
to watch Steamboat
bananas,
Willie, because anytime you like just watch anything about animation, they show the history of Steamboat Willie.
Yeah, I mean, it's whatever. Who cares?
Because it was an important episode of our lives.
Of our lives. You know what's funny? They list Iron Man, like the first Iron Man, but they don't list the other two. It's weird. Well,
because they're on Amazon right now.
Oh. But this is just there's a webpage here that this is just stuff that's going to come out like either at launch or in the first year. So like it's going to hit the ground running, it seems like. Although Loki is year 2, they say. Falcon and Winter Soldier.
I don't really care about watching that actually sounds really cool, but the
it'd be better if
Hawkeye.
It was Blue Falcon.
There's like a Hawkeye thing with Kate Bishop. I don't know about that.
I don't know. Who knows? I mean, this is all just stuff that we'll see. But
I'm just feeling there's a little bit of Disney oversaturation. That's because since they own everything now except for Universal.
Well, that's pretty much why. Yeah, you could ditch all these other streaming services and only get this one.
Yeah.
Oh, and of course the Wanda and Vision. There's a Scarlet Witch, Vision of Scarlet Witch series also.
That's going to be sweet.
You know, just saying. If you want your Disney stuff.
Yeah.
Cinema Relics, Iconic Art of the Movies. That's kind of neat.
So I guess the Vision and Scarlet Witch and both those Hawkeyes survive the Avengers Endgame?
That could be prequels.
Huh?
I don't think you should read into any of this stuff. I mean, Loki's obviously dead already, and they have a show coming out with him.
I hope it's a game show.
It can be hosted on the Enterprise's new bridge, because that looks like the set of a game show now.
Yeah, like Loki's Wild or something.
Oh, very good. All right, well, yeah, there you go. Not much else to say about that, except there you go. It'll be interesting, but it got a lot of people talking, and my stock went up. So that's all.
Hey, the man, your stock is always up in my book.
Oh, thanks.
Is like is like Rogue One at all? I think that'll be pretty bad.
Yeah, Star Wars. All the
make
Star
everything
Wars.
Like Rogue One.
We'll just keep doing Rogue One movies, but with more Vader hallway scenes.
Yeah,
just make that a whole movie. Make it
it's so funny,
in slow motion and what's going on in his mind the whole time. for two hours.
It's kind of funny because it was so like it was literally 2 minutes.
Yeah, but
it's you want to watch it, you're like, oh, that was it. But like, it's so awesome. You're like,
Watch it over and over. And like before the movie was released on home video, I kept watching bootlegged versions on YouTube until I went to the movies myself and just filmed it so I could keep watching it. I didn't put it out there illegally or anything.
You're one of those scumbags.
I kept it for myself because I didn't want to get in trouble.
For private use. Private use. That's legal.
Private use.
That's fine.
Yeah. And then I have a legitimate copy. Thanks.
Oh, there you go. I do too. I bought it on Amazon, which is sort of a...
That's legit.
Yeah, no, it's legit. But I mean, like, I guess that is a reason to have it, is because I've already bought a bunch of movies on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I bought Star Trek The Motion Picture on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, there you go.
I did too, but I bought the DVD. Ba-boom!
I have the director's cut DVD, and then the original theater. So when we do our commentary for that, we'll have to choose which version to watch.
Ooh. Are we doing a commentary on that? Is that
Lee and I have discussed it a while back, but I'm kind of waiting for my schedule to ease up so I can put some proper time into it. And I was like, "Oh, this is gonna be great. Schedule's easing up." And then Viz is like, "We're gonna double up a release schedule on My Hero Academia again. So your November and December due dates like are gonna be there's gonna be twice as much in those months leading up to when they get handed off." I'm like, they did that last year.
No,
and
I don't think so.
My nervous breakdown, essentially.
God, I thought you were you were telling me and Durson our schedule was going to double up, and I was like, whoa!
Oh no, damn. Yeah, we do twice as many podcasts, and that's why your schedule is doubling.
Does that mean we'll get twice as many listeners?
Well, it's not necessarily, but. Viz also did this thing where they changed the handoff date for the last volume of My Hero that I just worked on, but like they decided to do it like 2 days before so they could get it ready for Comic-Con. That and like a Zelda, I guess. All this behind the scenes stuff. I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about it, but just it happens and it's thrown at you and like, oh, that kind of
messes. Well, you're not like saying anything disparaging.
No,
the deadlines got moved up. I just have to work harder.
It's a smart business decision. Get new My Hero out for Comic-Con. I get that. I just wish it was decided a little sooner rather than later, you know.
Right.
Rather than literally 2 days before they wanted to go to the printer.
Oh,
yeah. That was rough. Ooh. But I did it, you know. So.
Of course you did.
Yeah, because I'm fucking awesome.
You are fucking
awesome. You got a t-shirt that says it.
Yeah, says it in everything.
Huh. All right. All right.
I'm done.
Very well. Are we at the comic book point of the show here?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm working.
John could just tune out for a little bit.
And let her away here. I'm currently working on My Hero Vigilante Chapter 52.
Uh-huh.
Nice. So you can enjoy that in about 2 weeks.
Oh, that's actually pretty good.
They're really good at getting the stuff early to us.
Yeah.
These guys. Shit. Yeah.
Oh, well, you don't have 2 weeks. What is Scotty's line? If you don't have 8 weeks, I'll do it for you in two.
Oh, that's how you keep your reputation as a miracle worker.
All right.
Talk about comics, all the...
Let's talk about Grand Moff Tarkin, Age of Republic, number one.
What? Why are you going to talk about that?
Because we were talking about Star Wars.
I'm just kidding. All right. No, good segue.
I didn't get
this book, so...
It was kind of like a... Like... Just, he's just a real dick. And, like, he picks a fight with one of his Imperial officers and, like, tells him to take his shirt off and, like, I'm going to fight you right now, like, as an old man. He takes off his shirt. He's all like...
What was that movie with Brendan Fraser about the guy that did Frankenstein, James Whale, and he's like, you have these naked gay parties over at his house. Gods and Men or whatever. Yeah. Monsters, I can't remember. Gods and Monsters, there we go. Jesus
Ian
Christ.
Ian McKellen.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. So this is the Tarkin version of that?
That's basically
He's like, if you're going to interview me, you have to take off your pants.
And
I'm wearing slippers as we're filming this scene.
Oh.
Because these boots hurt.
I don't think Grand Moff Tarkin has shower slippers. I think he just wears his boots.
All right, so that's the crux of they're really, I don't know, like I like
they're all just one shots. Greg Pak
started off awesome and now they're terrible. Sounds that's what from what I gather from you guys, the series, all the Star Wars comics sounded awesome at first and then got dumb.
They did, but this Knights of the Old Republic one is actually pretty good.
Darth Vader's still okay. But these one shots, I mean, I feel like, okay, like, oh, sure, like Obi-Wan or Mace Windu or somebody. Grand Moff Tarkin, like, does he need his own comic?
How about Snaggletooth? Oh, Blue Snaggletooth.
Max Rebo.
Yeah. Follow him on tour. Be like, this is Spinal Tap, except with the Max Rebo band.
Now there you go. There's the book.
All right, let's
do it.
It
was Greg Pak, so.
I do like Greg Pak.
But I go on.
Symbiote Spider-Man. I want to talk about this for a quick minute. So this is Peter David, and it's literally it's 1980s Spider-Man when he's got the black suit, and it's the alien pre-Venom, like just back from Secret Wars, dating Black Cat. That's the timeline we're in here. So, I mean, it's not bad. That's about when I first started buying.
He came in on Spider-Man a little after that, but yeah, that's that would be in his wheelhouse.
Yeah, so it's kind of cool. I mean,
it's a way to bring in new readers. Let's revisit a 30-year-old storyline.
I know. I was thinking that too. Like, who even except for me? Like, who even is?
I think they want to have as many different Spider-Man out with after. Into the Spider-Verse. They just want to have even this one, you know?
I don't know. I mean, it was fine. I don't know how long you... I mean, whatever.
This can't be like a ongoing series. This has to be a limited series.
Right. It's got to end pretty soon. I don't know. I mean, whatever.
Cool Mysterio fight, which,
Yeah. That's gonna be they've the really brought Mysterio kind of back into the...
Because he's going to be in the movie.
Oh, he is? Oh, God.
Yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, that's right.
It was going to be Tobey Maguire's replacement if
if his back
had gone a different way.
Fucked up or something, yeah.
Yeah, that was the story, but I kind of hear a lot of things like Tobey Maguire is kind of like a douchebag. especially if when he would drink, I guess he turned into a pretty angry drunk.
Really? Oh, Peter Parker drinking? Oh, it's so sad. But I can kind of believe it. Seems like kind of a dick. I don't know. I've never met the guy, but, he's got that face.
Yeah, just a slappable face.
Yeah. But anyway, I don't know. I mean, it was a fun little walk down memory lane. Like you said, I can't see them going more. I mean, I don't know how many issues they would be able to do with this, but.
And it's just Peter David, so it was like an easy comic to read.
Did you walk out of it as you were reading?
No, I can't. But yeah, I mean, it was kind of, I don't know. There was like a nice Black Cat moment. Cause the tension was always that, like, she didn't like him as Peter Parker.
Yeah.
And so she was like going to try to get to know him as Peter Parker. And then she met Aunt May and, whatever.
At Uncle Ben's grave.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it, I suppose.
Just get
all the awkwardness out of the way.
Yeah, have a nice. But I was also like, what was the deal? Like, oh, so Mysterio was robbing a bank, and a woman got like killed, and he felt bad.
Yeah.
And so he was also at the graveyard visiting her grave, and
thinks that Mysterio knows who he is, but he doesn't really.
Yeah. So, anyway, I guess that wasn't that bad. I know I kind of poo-pooed Mysterio a little while ago, but that was kind of a neat moment. Like he was robbing this bank, and this woman got shot by the cop because he like blinded the cop with his mist, his gas, or whatever, and he shot her by mistake and whatever. So, it was a nice moment. But like I said, I can't envision more than like six of these at the most.
Can't be more than six of those.
Yeah, but yeah. I think you're right, Clay. They just want as many Spider-Man books out there as possible.
Yeah, all the different kinds. And he is wearing that suit in Hunted for some reason.
Yeah, for some reason, Kraven just was like, I'm going to capture you and dress you up as Black Suit that, Spider-Man.
That cute little number that I used to see you in.
So, yeah, Amazing Spider-Man. They're doing this hunted storyline where all Spider-Man and all the animal-based villains are trapped in Central Park under a dome, and they're being hunted. But you're right, Clay. I made a mistake. That is, there's someone is menacing Mary Jane, but it's not the, it's some other villain.
Wasn't it? It looked like the Hobgoblin.
Yeah, it's sort of a Hobgoblin looking person, but I don't.
Or he could be one of the many goblins. Like he
yeah, there's all kinds of goblins.
Seven. Or yeah, and there's like a whole family of goblins, isn't there? Just like there's this shitty kid, shitty son of Kurt Connors.
The lizard kid, yeah. I don't know.
Cure him of his lizardism.
Now they're all lizards. The wife, the kid, in
yeah.
And
all right, go on.
Yeah, it's, no, it's, not good. Say. It's not good. Don't worry.
Hey, before we go on, anybody know how to make a musical note? In like what the shortcut is to make a music note? I'm trying to find thing as we're as you guys are talking.
Yeah.
And I've done it before, but it's been a while, and I just can't remember.
Are you on your Mac computer?
Yes.
Option Command Space.
Wow. Look at that.
Brings up the emoji thing.
And what thing? About the breadstick with the...
the breadstick, yeah, purple breadstick.
How do I get that one?
Oh. That's not doing it for me. I know it's just a fucking thick. It's some command, and I just can't remember what it is. I figured I'd just ask. Well, I'm looking at on Google too, but I'm listening to you guys, so I'm like, it's not. Nothing is taking. I'm typing something, and then I start typing whatever it is you start saying.
Control. I meant to say Control Command Space brings up the emoji thing, and then you can type in note.
All right. Then, well, that's right.
Control Command Space.
What I want is the glyphs. Is actually what I want. So I got that.
This that's is right podcast. By the way, this is
a... there. I found it. Okay.
Oh, great.
Got it. Thank you. Got it. Bam. Done. Right there. Come on. Work.
Get that I'm book out,
guy.
All right. Well, what else did you? Did you get anything else, Clay? Did you want to talk about that Faithless book?
Yeah, very dirty ask, book. Yeah. You
think? Very dirty. So. There's something going. Cool. So these two. This is Brian Azzarello's new book. It's a indie book, his own creation.
It's a Boom. I thought it was Image, but it's a Boom book.
Yeah, Boom book. So
suggested for mature readers.
Yes, mature. Victor Mature. So these two chicks. So this chick is having trouble. She's like, trying to meet guys on the app and whatever. And she's like swiping and blah blah blah. And then she meets this girl. She like spills coffee on her.
Her first and page. Like, she's trying to do something a little bit more than meet the app. She is trying to satisfy herself and can't get there.
That's true.
What happens on page one and two.
Yeah, she cannot.
This is a very dirty book.
Damn. So there's hints that this girl knows a little bit of magic, right? This girl Faith, who stole they stole our
idea. Stole our name,
by the way. But anyway, so she meets her and this girl, like this other girl that she meets has just broken up with this guy. Actually, the guy comes in to like. The coffee shop that they're in or whatever, and he's like, no, blah, blah. And she's like, no, I don't love you.
What's that spelled? I don't
know. No, blah, blah. And she's like, I don't love you. Get out of here. And then, like, in the next scene, they're in a bar drinking, the two girls, and they see the guy jump off a building. And, like, the girl is not that depressed about it.
Yeah, she doesn't care at all.
They're in a high-rise bar?
No, they see it on the news. Oh, I'm sorry. On the news. Okay. They see it on the TV in the bar. And anyways. So like there's like a let's go back to my place kind of moment. And
they look like, what I do. I drive people to their death. Let's go do it.
Like I said, there is little hints that not everything is as it seems, but I'm just describing what
just happened. Like the world of the visionaries.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. Then they do it. Then the last page. And the girl who cannot climax on the first page, makes it happen. And but what is going on in this last page, Clay? Do you get this at all?
I think spoiler warning. We have to spoil the book here. I think that she turns into like maggots and stuff. I think she's like, really the devil.
Oh, is that what you think?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, is that what you figure?
I thought maybe like this girl sort of conjured her up or something. Like the girl with the magic sort of created her.
Because they're like
weird wormy.
Magic and maggots almost gross. Rhyme.
Yeah, and I get this from, it says an erotic depiction of faith, sex, and the devil in the tradition of the Divine Comedy.
So oh, that's I see. Where
I saw that on the cover. I said, oh, maybe she's the devil. Maybe not. I could be wrong.
No, that's a good call because I was like, what is that all about? That's kind of.
It's kind of like the. The room
that's
in.
Japanese for what is this?
In The Shining, where it's like, oh, there's this hot mama coming out of the tub, and it's like, whoa!
Yeah, it whoa. Is kind of like
that. A hottie.
Yes. Hottie. Just like me. Well, anyway, hey, whatever. It's good to get a different book that's not like Marvel or DC and enjoy it and whatever. So, there you go. Faithless. And if you like a little nudity in your books, check it out. It's got it comes in the plastic bag.
Whoa.
We know what that means. We don't want kids.
Don't read it in a laundromat when in mixed company, which is what I did this morning. I like kind of did the thing where I was just
and
like,
I wasn't even doing laundry. I just
yeah, not every page is dirty, but
why you brought it to the laundromat so you could wash.
You can kind of dirty. You can kind of hold the comic dirt. In your hand and still not have anybody see it. You just like can't open it too.
Wait,
much.
What'd you say? Because in my mind, what you just
said. Hold the comic. Yeah.
Okay, because it just what my brain heard and what you said. Sort of matched up, but mine went like in a way weirder. I was like, whoa, Clay, maybe you should just put that away.
Put that away, not like expose myself in the laundromat.
Yeah,
no, I was just exposing the comic I was reading.
Oh, well, look at it. It's seen reading comics in public day or whatever.
Yeah, see, you seen reading hard comics. Yeah.
Is it hard? I guess it's hard R. I don't know. What is hard R? Who knows what that is?
I don't want to know anything about the hard R.
Dissin. Dissin.
If it's anything like the breadstick, I don't know.
Oh, Jesus.
Did you read Batman number 68?
Speaking of penises.
This goes
I'm like
back
way
to
behind
the,
on Batman.
This goes Sorry. Back. Well, this one is cool. Amanda Connor drew it. And it basically goes back into the time when, remember, all the super couples went to the baseball field? It's kind of like the bachelorette party version of that.
Oh, okay.
And so Catwoman and Lois are like hanging out in the Fortress of Solitude. And Clark.
How does that go? The two of them at the Fortress of Solitude.
They're having a grand old time because Superman has 37,000.
Very similar to this other book where the two girls have sex.
Oh, interesting. And Lois Lane turns into maggots. It's weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
She just turns into maggots.
No, but I was
they have, didn't like that.
I wasn't
play.
Being a smart ass about it.
I didn't, but I like this. I like this comic, actually. I think because of the art is really fun.
All right.
Who drew it?
Amanda Connor.
Oh, right. You said that.
There is a scene where they're taking a like cosmic spa bath. And they are nude.
Do they have a pillow fight?
Nope. But they are drinking lots of wine.
Okay.
Oh,
And Clark and Bruce are like trying to watch TV together, watch the football game, and play.
Clark does not seem like a football kind of guy.
Well, who, Clark?
Yeah.
More golf. I think he'd be more of a golf kind of guy.
Yeah. Bruce seems more like a MMA kind of guy, too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Oh, man. So they Alfred, can't decide what to watch.
He makes Alfred make a bunch of chicken wings.
And Alfred's like, oh, geez, I wish we had cricket here in the States.
But they're not in the States. They're in the Fortress of Solitude.
Oh, well,
I wish where the we hell had is that, here. Anyway?
It's in the North Pole.
Oh, okay.
Isn't it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
In I think Superman it, 2,
well, it moves around.
Close. Like you could get.
Yeah, you could just walk to it from the highway, even without a car.
Yeah.
Yeah, and without superpowers, you could still get there.
Yeah. Well, Zod and those guys flew there.
Yeah, they flew there, but Clark walked there.
Yeah.
Remember after he lost his powers and he had
after
to go back.
He was depowered. Yeah, he had and to go back and he was trying to back for hitchhike and stuff and whatever. Oh, yeah.
That was on TV recently, Superman 2, and
the Donner cut.
No, the regular cut. And that ending where he goes back and beats the guy up. You know how everybody got on Man of Steel when they're like, bah, he ruined that truck driver's truck by wrapping it around the telephone pole and we wouldn't kill Zod at the end. Well, he kills Zod in like Superman 2 and then he goes back and beats up a trucker. It's essentially a remake of Superman 2.
Yeah, it is.
Except way worse.
He fights Zod, kills him, and he beats up a trucker.
He doesn't kill Zod.
He throws him down the shaft.
They shove him down. Like, yeah, they shove him down.
Like, I mean, you know what? That's like if a mouse dies in your house or in your wall or something. Imagine how badly Zod decomposes. He can't get at that. Now he's going to be like, now we're going to have to wait for the Zod body to rot away before I can get that stink out.
I think it's too cold up there to worry. I don't think
now you've got a preserved dead body on there, which is even
weirder. Like a capsicle.
He can fly down there, use his X-ray vision, and blow that dead body away.
Which
first
is
first of all, Zod can. Oh no, Zod had no powers. You're right.
It inverted the polarities like they would on Star Trek, because it all comes back to Star Trek.
Oh yeah, we inverted polarities. Sorry, there's so many references flying around here.
The reference cast.
Well,
apropos of nothing, we saw Captain Marvel again. I saw it for the second time.
Girl Captain
Marvel,
the boy Captain
Marvel one. And I liked it better the second time around.
Oh,
did we talk about that on the show? I can't even remember.
You didn't.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I did see
it. Talk about it now if you want. Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't really remember much about it anymore, other than that they were at a Blockbuster and Nick Fury gets his eye scratched out in a stupid thing. But that
CGI looked pretty badass of the young Samuel Jackson CGI.
Yeah,
that's great.
Like some people, like it's real obvious, and I was like, I guess it wasn't to me. I thought it looked
fine. I think since Rogue One, they've just gotten better at that. The Coulson one wasn't as good, but still was good.
That one I could note. It looked like
there was one shot that looked kind of bad.
Yeah, but otherwise it didn't distract me from it.
It was fun.
But whatever, right?
And also from Rogue One was that guy Ben Mendelsohn. So I mean,
that's right.
That guy's
in all these movies where they make people look young.
Yeah, or bring him back to life.
Yeah,
he's also in The Dark Knight, isn't he?
Yeah, can we get some girls in here? That's my favorite.
Oh, I thought that was him. Yeah.
Michael Jai White, who played Spawn, is also in The Dark Knight.
Is
he the guy that the Joker kills?
Is that who he is? He gets real up close to his face. I don't know if he's the guy he does the trick with.
Did you guys talk about the Joker trailer yet?
Yeah, we talked about that. Yes.
Well, okay.
Can't,
did you like it
can't
or not?
Talk about it at all.
You can...
I haven't watched it because I don't have any interest in it. I don't care about it.
Yeah, I mean, I love the Joker, but I kind of feel like I don't need to see like, oh, I want to feel sympathy for this guy. You know what I mean? I want him to just be a bad guy and just let's just go with that. Like, can
I
just
live? Want Jared Leto to play him again.
Hey, speaking of like comic book movies, so Hellboy came out and has like a 15%
I didn't even. I saw. I saw there was.
It came out this weekend, I think.
Yeah, it is supposed to be a really bad movie. Like, the reviews were terrible. I read the worst review I've ever read about a movie about this, about Hellboy.
Whoa. Oh. That's saying a lot.
Yeah. It's bad. I don't know what it's... I don't even know.
It's only made $12 million for the weekend.
Oh. I mean, it didn't look good, but, like, this reviewer made it seem like it was, like, Ed Wood, you know, like...
Why wouldn't they just go back and, like, make it Hellboy 3?
Yeah, I don't understand that either.
Recast it or anything.
Yeah, I think Ron Perlman could have kept playing Hellboy because he essentially hasn't aged since he was on Beauty and the Beast. He's just kind of an odd-looking man that will just kind of look different. Yeah. And you just, you know.
Can use some of that CGI, like, young.
You could probably use a little less. Require as much work.
I know, like, they really, you're right. They should have just made Hellboy 3. I don't know what the point of it was.
Yeah, even though I'm pretty sure Durst and I hated Hellboy 2.
I didn't love Hellboy 2.
Well, we saw it when we were in San Diego, and I think you hated it before I did.
I was already grumpy, probably.
Yeah, almost like we were grumpy a lot of the time.
I think he just got a little
You guys need to, when you're doing stuff like that, you need to start carrying around Snickers bars. It's probably just a low blood sugar.
That's probably it.
You're not you when you're hungry.
Durson sort of hated it like within like 10 minutes, and it took me about a half hour to hate it. It was the part where they started singing Barry Manilow that I put my hands and said, I am also done with this film. Durson, you were right. Continue to fidget and sigh at will.
You may
fidget and sigh at will.
Star Trek Discovery actor Doug Jones starring in Hellboy.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And he even had his real voice instead of, Niles doing it. Because Niles dubbed his voice in the first Hellboy movie, but didn't in the second one. He was sort of, if I recall the story correctly, he said, you know what? There's nothing wrong with his voice. Just use it.
Wow. So why pay this other guy to do
it? Niles Crane?
Yeah.
David Hyde Pierce, yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Abe Sapien. And it's got the guy from Stranger Things in this one.
Yeah.
And the guy from Deadwood.
Pop.
And the guy from
that's right.
The Suicide Squad as well.
Huh.
And also from Quantum of Solace.
Oh, yeah. Well, even with all these people, it's apparently a really crappy movie. So
that's unfortunate.
I don't know. I mean, I was like, do you think it's so bad it's good?
I don't know. It might be something. I wish there were still second-run theaters around. It doesn't seem like that's a thing anymore.
No. Nope.
Because I would go see that for $1.50.
Right. No, I don't think – I think you're right. I think there's nothing like that anymore.
Because now they come out on video within 2 months. So it's like, why bother with it?
There's no problem.
Yeah, but by then, I don't even feel like watching it.
Yeah.
I want to go out and watch it. I'm not going to sit in my house and watch Hellboy.
Yeah.
You know, like, but if I want to go out and see a movie for $1.50, I'll go see Hellboy.
I'll see Hellboy and have a good laugh and get yelled at like fucking every other time I go out and do something and try to enjoy my. That's why I'm always cranky, Clay. Snickerson's going to help. Trying to enjoy myself and people yell at me. I can't go to a concert without a guy yelling at me.
That was weird. I think he was yelling.
He
was about to start with Clay. Did you see that? That he hopped up and started when you guys were talking, and the other woman ushered, like, put her hand out and stopped him.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think Clay. I think you could take there.
I like had like my my like little badge on me. Like I was working.
And you should
have just asked, you should have just ushered him out.
I'm afraid I'm gonna have to ask you to leave the store.
That was weird.
Yeah,
concert.
Sorry, I went from Hellboy to annoying people, but we have gotten a few people not liking the fact that we are having a good laugh at certain movies when we go. And I try to always try to sit not close to people.
I know there was one other guy when we saw Batman and Robin, and he yelled at us.
We're like, why are you sitting next to us?
There's a whole theater.
It was him and like his girlfriend or whatever. But man, and the poor guy. It was 90 degrees out. They had a guy dressed up as Batman on the roof of the theater.
No, he's probably making like $4.25 an hour.
Oh yeah, man, that poor asshole.
He probably jumped right on.
Do you think that's your, that's where you, like, whenever you bought your Batman costume, you think it was that one?
Yeah, I got, it was at an estate sale. So,
yeah. The guy died right afterwards.
He literally melted away in it.
He should have just at least had, like, one bottle of water, but he was just eating salt and vinegar potato chips up there.
And he had a glass of seawater with it. It was really weird.
Yeah.
What a weird way to kill yourself. You're just like, you know what? I'm gonna put on this Batman costume, go up on that roof.
Yeah, meanwhile, the people of the theater are like, I don't know who was in charge, but like, we got a Batman on the theater. That's a great promotion. It's really just some crazy person committing suicide.
Slowest way possible.
Slowest and oddest way possible.
Well, he was a big fan of Batman, you know? He's like,
did I tell you about the time I saw a guy in a full Batman, like screen accurate Michael Keaton Batman Returns on New Year's Eve in the middle of Weymouth Landing as Jen and I were going to get Chinese food? He's standing out like outside the Chinese, you know, like the crappy Chinese kind of restaurant, not the good kind you can go in and sit, like the kind that have shitty, like it's like an old pizza place that they just change the kitchen to cook Chinese food in instead.
But they have the best Chinese food.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
But it was just really weird. We're like,
just hanging out there?
Batman. It was cool to see Batman. I mean, this is like 1998 when not everybody had screen accurate costumes and shit. It was unusual.
So he was trying to get his money's worth, I guess.
Yeah.
He's like, I know what I'll do. I'll wear it on New Year's Eve and I'll go get my
and I'll go patrol the streets of Weymouth. Because he was alone. You know, there wasn't anyone else around.
No Boy like Wonder. Boy Wonder's over at the pizza place.
He's always got Alfred in his ear. He's never alone.
Yeah, Alfred won.
Alfred's always telling him, sir, could you get me some egg rolls?
Yeah, you know, as he was going to get a pizza at the other plate, he's like, I'll cancel the pizza.
All right. I think we've bored people enough.
Yep.
I started watching Bumblebee.
All right, never mind.
Listen, we can wrap it up. I have to say this.
I'm boring anyone here.
I have to tell you guys because I know you guys haven't seen it. I started watching Bumblebee, and it has great promise.
I think I talked about that on here. Like the first 5 minutes of that movie look amazing.
Yeah, it's like, all in Cybertron.
Oh, I was like, man, if they did a whole movie of that, I would have broke out the breadstick. And the raindrops.
I want to see it. I definitely I love that the promo was that
on VHS. I'll have you know.
Oh
nice.
Wow. Yeah. Really?
Which I think is a sort of a funny promo.
I think they confirmed it's a reboot too. Like that's it's starting
over
now. Yeah,
they seem to be going back and forth about whether it was a reboot or not, which is doesn't even matter because it didn't do all that well. So I think it might have been a franchise killer or something, but
that's okay. That's one franchise that needs to be killed, even if it is a good movie.
Yeah, I was hoping for a good Transformers movie, but
I think this is the.
Well, I mean, maybe.
I will watch it soon enough. I'm sure.
Yeah, I want to definitely.
When
see
it's on the Disney streaming app, when they buy Paramount or whoever.
When they buy Hasbro.
Yeah.
Hasbro
is essentially just the toy version of Disney. They sucked up all the competition too. Like
that's true. I watched that on These Are the Toys That Made Us.
Yeah. Toys That Made Us.
Like they bought Kenner and like not Mattel, but you know what the problem is? Sunday mornings and I'm working. I can't fucking think. I can't expect to be
thinking.
Oh Jesus Christ! See, look at now it's even worse. No, like they bought like Tonka and all these other things. Right. It's just there are like two toy companies. Hasbro is essentially creating a monopoly, and they don't even have a good distribution to get their shit up. So like they've got all these things, and they can't get them out to stores correctly. And I should just go down there. They're only 45 minutes away from where I live here in Nebraska, Montana? Wherever the fuck I said I live, so that I don't actually say where I live. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I mean, we need to rewrite these, you know, these laws where it's like, oh, it's not really a monopoly because there's one other really teeny tiny company.
Yeah, and I think they even put Monopoly out. I'm going to, you know.
They do. They do.
So they should know.
Yeah.
They took Parker Brothers.
Like, we have all the legal advice we need right here. Just,
that's right.
You know, pass go, $200, et cetera, et cetera.
Man, did they ever increase that? My God, $200.
I don't know, but how come they haven't done a movie of that yet?
I don't know. That's a good question.
It's coming.
I'm sure it's coming, yeah. Well, all right, I will check out Bumblebee, and you can check us out over at
leaguefarsets.com.
And
DersonsofHottie.com.
MyHairyAss.com.
Some great things. And we also, Clay had an interview, a special episode. We have a very special episode up there as well.
Behind us, it's Russell S. Beattie, who's doing the Empire Strips Back. The Empire Strips Back burlesque parody
Star Wars
show.
Yeah.
It's very cool. It's coming to the Orpheum Theater. So you guys can check it out on the feed. It's up there.
Yeah, on the feed. All right. Very well. Thanks, everybody. Thanks to you, in the biz.
Yeah.
As we say.
The potting.
Yeah, you're right. I accidentally texted you thank you without a thanks to you the other day.
Said, what?
I was very confused.
I was like, what are you talking about? You said thanks to me. And I was like, oh, yeah. All right, everyone. That's it. We'll see you chumps later.
Hey, sayonara, shitheads.
And you folks.
It's John Dess.